Eric Greitens is the author of The Heart and the Fist, The Education of a Humanitarian, The Making of a Navy SEAL. The book is just published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt in simultaneous release with the Tantor audiobook, which is narrated by the author, and he is here with us today. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Alan. Pleasure to be with you.
Now, just some quick background for the listeners. Eric was born and raised in Missouri. He attended Duke University and was awarded a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford, where he earned a Ph.D. His research led him on humanitarian missions from Gaza to Croatia to Mother Teresa's home in Calcutta. Then in 2001, Eric joined the Navy SEALs and deployed four times during the global war on terror, including to Afghanistan and Iraq. He was awarded the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. When he returned, Eric founded The Mission Continues, an organization that helps wounded and disabled warriors serve their country again as citizen leaders here at home. Now, Eric, let's start right off with the first question. Why did you join the Navy SEALs in 2001?
So by 2001, I had completed my dissertation where I was studying how international humanitarian organizations work with kids in war zones. And in The Heart and the Fist, I tell stories of the work that I had done in China, the work I did in Rwanda with kids who'd survived genocide, work with children who were children of the street in Bolivia. And through all of that work, what I came to realize was working in refugee camps, working with people who had survived genocide, was that it was incredibly important to respond to them with compassion, but that it was also necessary that they have people who are willing to protect them. And I became a very strong advocate for protecting those who were victims of ethnic cleansing and genocide, but I also realized that as a student, I was really just doing a lot of talking. And if I really wanted to live my values, then it was incumbent upon me to put myself in a position where I could also protect others. And it was also the case that by the time I joined, I was 26, but I still harbored 16-year-old desires to jump out of planes and to scuba dive, and all of that also appealed to me. I wanted to serve my country, and I was also up for what I knew was going to be one of the greatest tests that I could ever put myself through. And all of those things led me to join the SEAL teams in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that before or after September 11th?
That was before September 11th. So I joined in January of 2001, and in The Heart and the Fist, I actually tell the story of my class when we were in SEAL team training the morning of September 11th. And it was obviously a powerful morning for us, as it was for everyone in the country, but we ended up being the first class to go through every phase of SEAL team training knowing that we were going to war at the end.
Mm. And so when you finally did deploy, did you find that you can really be a warrior and a humanitarian at the same time?
I did. What I found was that in order to be effective in a war zone, and in order to be effective even in a humanitarian zone, it does require a combination of courage and compassion, that it requires a combination of passion and perseverance, dreams and discipline, in order to be effective in any of those environments. And sometimes, as a Navy SEAL, you're required to exercise violence. But one of the things that people often misunderstand about the SEALs is that they think of us as the world's deadliest commando force. In fact, what's really unique about the SEALs is our ability to apply force judiciously. So I remember when I was on a deployment in Iraq, I did a raid with the Rangers who blew through a door behind which they believed they were Al-Qaeda terrorists. And what they had to do is they blew through that door, they assessed that there was a terrorist at the other end of the room, they assessed that he was unarmed, and at the very same moment that they were deciding whether or not to engage that person with deadly force, there was an Iraqi infant girl who was sleeping on the floor. And so at the very same instant as they're walking and having to do this violence, they also had to put themselves in a position where they had to protect that girl, who they then picked up and brought to one of the women in the house. And so I did find that to really be effective in any of these situations, it does require that combination of courage and compassion.
And that's probably one of the toughest jobs on the planet right there.
It is. It's an incredibly tough job, but when you go through the ranger training or you go through Hell Week, which we talk about in the book, what ends up happening is that through that training, you end up emerging with a really fantastic group of people who you have a tremendous amount of confidence in when you go to do that kind of work.
Now, Tom Brokaw has called you his hero and says your life and book reminds us that America remains the land of the brave and the generous. What's your response to that?
Well, I'm honored to have Tom Brokaw's endorsement. I think a lot of what Tom Brokaw has done for this country. I met him when he was doing his series on the American character, and I'm honored to have his endorsement. And I do think that America is the land of the brave and the generous, and that I hope that in The Heart and the Fist, I've done justice to so many incredible people who I've had the opportunity to work with who really are quintessentially American in that sense.
And before we wrap up, Eric, I'm just curious, what was it like narrating your own book for the Tantor audio edition?
I love narrating the book. It was a wonderful experience. It was a real pleasure to work with James Cookson, who was the engineer who worked with me. And it was a lot of fun to read the book again. I hadn't read it for a couple of months. And then to read it in a way where I could really express all of the characters who were in this book, some incredible Navy SEALs, some people who, you know, like Paul Rusesabagina, who was the hero of Hotel Rwanda, sisters in Mother Teresa's home for the destitute and dying. And to try to bring those characters to life in the audiobook was also a lot of fun, and I hope that people will enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Eric. We're certainly honored to be offering The Heart and the Fist audiobook on Tantor.com, and we wish you all the best.
Alan, thank you very much.